Hundreds of students in the UK are signing up for dating sites that enable time-rich students to meet cash-rich men who are willing to fund their degrees, lifestyles while at university. They're known as sugar babies, the students. It's a horrible term, isn't it? And they use the sites to meet sugar daddies. Horrible term, isn't it? Who shower them with gifts, trips, monthly allowances in return for their company. One site claims to have 3.6 million active members worldwide. Those chicken wings are coming up at me again from last night.
Please don't do that.
We'll hear from a student who has signed up and someone who uses these sites in just a moment. But first, let's speak to Angela Bermudo from SeekingArrangement.com, one of the largest, you're looking it up already, aren't you? One of the largest sugar baby websites and the company behind this ad.
Enroll with Sugar Baby University today and get your education paid for by a generous sponsor. Because let's be real, becoming successful starts with who you know. Attending college means you have the choice. Take out loans and eat ramen. Or get a sugar daddy and live the life you've always wanted. Sugar Baby University, where beautiful, ambitious people graduate debt-free.
I spoke to Angela and began by asking her what the men who use this website think they're buying.
Well, they're not buying anything. What these men are, they're generous men who are looking for arrangements, which are essentially non-traditional relationships.
So they're buying a relationship. They're buying a human being who doesn't want to be with them, except if they get loads of money.
You know, that's a common misconception that some people who don't date within the, you know, the higher class assume. They're not paying for anything. The only reason why we see these figures and they spend more money than the average Joe does with their partners is because this is something that they're already used to. So to them, paying a tuition fee of, you know, £9,000 in a year is like chump change. And what they are doing is essentially, you know, we all use our assets to help ourselves get partners. Where these students have their beauty and their availability, these sugar daddies have their influence and, of course, their money.
So, well, don't be telling me, Angela, then they're not buying anything, because they clearly are. It might not be a lot of money to them. They might be rich, but they are buying a relationship. They're buying the women.
Well, some people would argue that it's the very same thing that we do in relationships. I mean, a man takes a woman out to dinner. Isn't he then paying for her companionship because he's offered her dinner to spend the evening with him?
Well, let me put it a different way. So if we park the money to one side, what does a 20-year-old young, attractive woman see in a balding 65-year-old man that probably can't get it up anymore?
Well, it's opportunity. Honestly, when you date somebody who is much more successful, they not only, you know, the financial aside, they give you opportunity that you can't possibly gain on your own.
What type of opportunity?
It's networking with the business partners and individuals that they know, getting you a job, and perhaps even helping you start your own business. We've got lots of sugar daddies who definitely provide a lot of mentorship to their sugar babies.
Is sex expected?
No, absolutely not. Just like in any traditional relationship, sex is never part of the agreement. Although, you know, men are men. They certainly aspire to eventually have the relationship, you know, develop and them to have that connection. And maybe eventually they do reach that point. But it's never part of the agreement to enter into an arrangement.
So they're paying thousands of pounds. Maybe I'm the ultimate cynic, Angela, and I get that. But they're paying thousands of pounds. They're showering these women, these young, attractive women, with gifts, and they don't expect sex.
No, they don't expect sex. Like I said, this is stuff that they're already used to. When you're successful, you know, you buy your, instead of buying your partner flowers or, say, a 20-pound box of chocolates, you're buying them bigger things because that's, you know, that's what your lifestyle can afford.
So what are they buying? Things like what?
You know, they buy them designer gifts such as shoes, bags, and there's more practical applications, obviously, such as what we've seen recently, as we've told everybody, which is, you know, the sugar daddies are help paying for tuition, books, rent, transportation, you know, clothing. Some sugar daddies, as I mentioned earlier, even help their sugar babies start their own businesses. So whether it's, you know, whether it's just getting equipment to run your own salon or, you know, getting the initial investment that you need to run a startup, these sugar daddies are essentially providing, you know, anything from the most kind of typical gifts all the way to gifts that would that will continue to give you benefit.
Rachel Morris, psychotherapist, writer in Cosmopolitan's magazine, resident sex therapist, is listening to this. What do you make of this so far, Rachel?
You know, before I actually arrived, you know, I've been thinking about it and kind of and wrestling really with different aspects of this. I mean, I think that women have been told what they can and can't and should and shouldn't do with their bodies for time immemorial, and I'm certainly not a part of that. But there's something about this that makes me balk. It makes me want to boil my head. And actually, listening to you, Angela, now, I feel clearer in my thinking. I can't quite believe how disingenuous your marketing strategy is in terms of the way that you describe this relationship. You actually make it sound as if these men are adopting. I mean, let's start with the sugar daddy, sugar baby thing. That's kind of awkward and uncomfortable in itself, but it does lend to this idea that they are in some way adopting these adult women because they are beautiful and because they want to take care of them and give them opportunities and make sure they're dressed well and educated correctly. That's the role of a parent. These men aren't looking to parent younger women. They're looking for relationships that have some kind of romantic nature. Whether that transfers into a sexual relationship or not, I'm quite sure just happens between the individual couple.
Well, it's definitely of a romantic nature.
Well, yes, just as you said, it is like any relationship where it can either be platonic or it can be romantic. That's completely up to the two individuals. But, you know, these men wanting to help out these women, it's normal for them. It's already something that they're used to, you know, in exchange for having an arrangement, which is unlike a traditional relationship where you can determine how often you see each other as well as sometimes even what the future of the relationship will be. You know, that's what they're getting out of this. It's a relationship that fits into their lifestyles. And unfortunately, when you're busy, you don't really have time to go to a bar, you know, go to the health club and ask somebody out for a date. Sometimes it's just easier to go online and find somebody who's looking for the exact same relationship that you are, who has the same availability as you do.
I still feel that you're not actually describing what happens. I don't know if you're aware of this, but you're using the same language over and over again, and it sounds a little bit like a marketing strategy. So when you talk about what relationship these men, you know, what they're after, what they get out of it, you just keep talking about the arrangement, but I don't know what that means.
Well, tell you what, let's speak to a student at Leeds University. Hold on, Angela, let me come back in a second. Let's speak to Rachel, not your real name. You're a student at Leeds University, and you have been a so-called sugar baby for 3 years. Hello, Rachel.
Hi.
Hello there. And Ian has been a sugar daddy for almost 2 years. Hello, Ian.
Hello there.
Hello there. Are you two together in this arrangement or not?
Not as yet. We haven't met, but I'm looking forward to hearing from.
Right. Well, that's interesting in itself. Rachel, how did you find out about this, and why did you decide to give it a go?
I met a girl in Freshers Week who was already on the website, and she told me about meeting the guys, about the companionship she developed with the guys, and from her positive experiences, I also wanted to try it out. So I signed up with seekingarrangement.com, and from there I began to meet guys, to go to nice places with them, and ultimately make some really good friends.
Really? And how old are you?
I'm 21.
And what's the oldest man you've been with?
42.
And did you have much in common?
Yes, actually. We're both very driven individuals, and we had an intellectual conversation with someone other than another student. He was very insightful, gave me some advice career-wise. So definitely, yeah, we shared a lot in common.
What did he buy you?
That particular one, it was lunch at the first time, and since I've been bought jewellery.
Expensive jewellery?
More expensive than I can afford as a student, yes.
And what do you think he gets in return for that?
My company. I have dinner with him, we have a nice time, we have a laugh, and the bill was obviously paid for in return for that. And also in conversation, he's gauged what jewellery I like. It's been bought as a gift, again, because we're friends. So yeah, I get the satisfaction of buying something. I get the pleasure of being receiving something.
Can I ask a question? Hi, Rachel. I'm also Rachel. I'm curious about the way it leaves you feeling. So you say that he buys you expensive jewellery, not the kind of jewellery that you could afford to buy for yourself.
Yes.
And you spend time with him. You give him your company. Does that feel like a fair exchange to you? Or does that feel like a fair exchange?
Yes, I have no problem with that.
So, because that's quite interesting that you value your time at such a high level, in a sense, monetarily, that you can put a monetary value on just hanging out with someone. That's quite interesting, isn't it? I bet you know, I'm just thinking that before you went onto a site like this, I wonder, you know, who of us would consider that our time was worth X thousand pounds for just turning up for a dinner. Did you think that you might be expected to have more than just a companionable relationship?
I did not know. It's not in the site's description. It's obviously...
No, I know it's not in the description, but did you personally think that might be expected of you?
Well, no, I don't worry about that.
Ian.
Yes, sir.
Not your real name. Why do you enjoy being a sugar daddy? Why not find someone of a similar age, or indeed someone of any age? Not for me to dictate what age someone should be, so let's park that. But why do you feel the need to buy women's company?
Well, I don't look at it as buying women's company. What I look at it is that this site is a refreshing change in that people are very open and direct about what they're looking for. And my feeling is that finding a great fit in a partner and a relationship is so difficult these days, as evidenced by the incredibly high rate of divorce and generally unsatisfactory relationships, that I'm trying to find many different ways to meet people with the hopes that ultimately I'll meet somebody with whom I will have a good fit. And my experience with this site has been exactly that, that people are very direct and open. They say about, they discuss what they want, and I'm more easily able to find women that I get along with and have a good relationship with than through other sources of meeting people.
But they don't necessarily want you. They want your money.
Well, that hasn't been my experience. And of course, you know, there's thousands and thousands and millions of people on the site. So I'm very careful about, you know, who I contact. I read their profiles very carefully. And
so have you not bought any of the women you've met gifts?
Well, let me tell you exactly what I've done. Just like with any relationship, like when I take out a woman for the first time on a date, I always pay for the drinks or the lunch or the dinner, because I actually was brought up in England and I believe the man should pay. So yes, I've taken the women out for lunch and for dinner. And then as the relationship has progressed, once I felt that I wanted to, sometimes I've bought them shoes or bought them things, but it wasn't a preordained, pre-orchestrated part of the relationship. It was a natural development, like it would be with any kind of relationship.
But it's not natural. Like it's not like natural in this site, is it? Because it's expected. It's part of the contract, Ian. It's expected.
No, that's the whole point. It's not expected depending upon who you go out with. It's not expected unless the relationship naturally gets to that point. So when I go out with a woman for the first time, let's say we meet for lunch, I will pay for her lunch because I would anybody I take out. And then if we get along and we have chemistry and connection and we like each other and we decide we're going to go out again, then we go out again. And as the relationship evolves, just like any relationship would evolve, if I get to the point where I want to buy them something, then I do, just like any relationship. But it's not preordained or orchestrated or contracted for. It's just a natural evolution. The only difference is that people are being honest on this site, that women like jewelry and like getting gifts like anybody might.
So what's the most expensive gift you've bought one of these women?
Well, one woman that I dated for over a year, I did buy her some shoes. So I would say that was the most expensive thing. But I think probably more expensive, I took her away for a weekend to New York, and so that was probably more expensive. But, you know, I didn't keep track of it, just like I wouldn't with any relationship.
Rachel, what's wrong with this?
I only took her to New York because I wanted to be with her.
I think what's wrong with this picture, in a sense, is that for me, it's an incredibly, it feels regressive. I mean, rich men going out with young, beautiful women is a time-honoured tradition. The upper classes have been doing it for tens of hundreds of years. So in a sense, nothing's changed here. It's just like, you know, Ian is saying, it's just very, very honest. But it's that doesn't make it, but that doesn't make it good, and it doesn't make it okay.
Well, it surely doesn't make it bad.
I don't know what bad or good is. I do know is that for women, when we are still using our youth and our beauty as a commodity to get by, then it's a reflection on the world as it is. That's what's making me uncomfortable, not your individual decisions to use this site or Rachel's individual decision to be a sugar baby. It's the fact that it exists at all, that we're still here after all we've done. Most of these women, it says on the marketing stuff, are paying their tuition fees, that these are educated women, people who are taking advantage of years and years of feminism for equality, for women to take jobs where they can earn their own money, where they can be solvent and as successful as men. And yet here we are paying for that by hanging out with men.
Or Rachel, you know, Morris, they can choose themselves to sell their company, and as grown adults, what's wrong with that?
Oh, well, absolutely. I guess what I'm saying is there's nothing wrong with that, but it makes me feel disappointed and kind of disillusioned. It makes me want to hang my head and say, for goodness sake, are we really still here?
And I think this is actually on the other side.
Okay, go ahead, Angela.
If anything, this is modern women. It's not you're saying that somehow we're still stuck, you know, in the Victorian days or what have you.
Yes, I do.
These are women
that.
Being empowered. Well, they're empowered and finally saying, you know what, I'm confident enough to be upfront and honest that I expect a partner that's successful.
But that's what Victorian women did.
Have you looked around and seen how many viable partners there are actually out there?
What do you mean by viable? But Angela, you have to then define what you mean by viable partner.
May I finish what I'm saying? These women are finally saying that they expect a partner who is not only financially stable, but somebody who can also help them grow and be more successful themselves. There's nothing wrong with that, and I don't think that it's anyone's place to say that this is something not good, because it's not your life. They're allowed to make the decisions themselves. They're all adults, and this is a type of relationship that fits for them. So why is it suddenly that the morality police, why is it suddenly that those who are outside of arrangements are the ones who are allowed to be these morality police? I don't think that's anybody's place to judge if someone decides that this is a type of relationship they like.
I certainly wouldn't judge, and there's nothing more. I have no morality.
That's you're saying that this is not good is a judgment.
Yes, you definitely are making a judgment. And by the way,
yes, but it's not a moral one. I'm saying it's not a moral judgment. This isn't. Yes, it is a judgment. I'm happy to make judgments. We all make judgments. Otherwise, we can't have opinions on things.
Hold on. Let's let Rachel explain what she means. Go on, Rachel Morris.
What I'm trying to say is that I am personally disappointed in the success of this site, because what it's suggesting is that we haven't, I don't believe as a society, we are valuing ourselves as women, as these young women who are at university, that they're valuing themselves in a way that I would hope that young women are valuing themselves. And you disagree with that. You think it's okay, but you think it's a perfectly valid decision for them. And I'm sure each individual woman would agree with that. And I can't make that moral judgment on each individual decision. Well, I guess what I'm saying is we haven't moved on from Victorian times when young middle-class women were married off to rich, wealthy men. And I just feel like we're still there.
Well, I don't think it could be further from the truth, because first of all, these women are determining their own lives and making their own choices. The Victorian women had very, very limited choices and were very much controlled by their men. This could not be further from the truth. In fact, I think the success of this is evidence of the true liberation that internet affords people, and that women are taking control of their lives. And by the way, the young student is only a certain percentage of the women on the site. There are many women in their 30s, 40s, and 50s on the site who are not looking for tuition, but are rather looking for to find somebody successful and independent that they can have a relationship with.
Care? Just what Vinny's talking about here. Would you take a
sugar person?
Yes.
I think it would be good to have someone to... Well, let's not be specific, you know, for, you know, sugar daddy, sugar mommy. It just sounds weird saying that, though.
Would you, though?
Well, there is, in other words, there is a certain amount of that, someone that's going to help you out, you know, if you're struggling to pay your bills or wanting to go to uni. I understand why people might do it. Would you? See, you've got lots of money, so you could be someone's...
People might do what?
Well, you know, take up a sugar daddy or a sugar mommy. You know, let them pay for stuff, and then you... What is it? I think the daily go for dates and stuff, and you spend time together as payment.
What would your lover think about listening to this now, that you'd be prepared to take someone on just because they buy you gold necklaces?
Just saying, I said I understand why people do it.
Robert, good morning.
You've got plenty of money, so you could be someone's sugar daddy.
Good morning.